Welcome to the Saturday Sports Connection on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app, presented by ServPro of Vermilion County. I'm Chad Baker, down the line, courtesy of Google Meets, is the coach, John Spezia.
Well, good morning, everybody, from the great island of St. Kitts. It's about 80 degrees. In fact, no wind blowing, and I don't see, maybe there is a cruise ship in. don't see one yet.
But, you know, yeah. Coach, if they were smart, they would have you doing that introductory welcome to the islands thing at the airport. You've got the voice for it, and you have the descriptive nature down. Welcome to St. Kitts, where it's 83 degrees. We hope you enjoy your stay.
I may have to do that.
Please discourage smoking on the island.
And have a good time.
I'd be interested to see how you handle some of the other languages, because I think they do, at some of those airports nowadays, they do the bilingual thing. So
yes, they do.
You can dive.
We have a lot of Hispanic. I have a translator for that, but yeah. My phone, but it's still misses something sometimes. So
yeah, you would. Anyway, you wouldn't want to get lost in translation there. That could be a bad thing.
But it's... I just love it here. It's just my health and everything else is good. Though I think I told you I spent about 5 days in the hospital because of the flu and the cellulitis type thing. But I'm out good. Enjoyed last night at the Marriott a little bit, doing some stuff there. There's always fun things to do. So, you know, no Friday night football. Usually I watch Friday night football somewhere. And I did watch the Westville girls win the county tournament, eighth grade.
Yeah.
So, I have a great niece that plays for Westville. And of course, the officials, I know I had to give Nathan Howie a hard time and some of the things there. Because we're going to bring in, we have a big deal in January with College DuPage coming in here. And they'll play three international teams. And I'm looking for a college official. Unfortunately, Nathan can't get his schedule, and him and Kevin Kochner. So we're going to somebody else. But
yeah.
Yeah. And I got four kids that are in college. In fact, they were in Danville, the Missouri SEMO Prep. Tyquan Rogers and Cecil Angel and Corleone Sergeant, all those guys have been in my camp. They were there playing in Danville. So, and I keep up with them. I have another one, Dylan Redfield, who's from Suriname. He was also on that same team. Then I got one at Iowa Lakes. Jamal Ford, who is there with Trey Tetherow, who did play at Milford, Steve Tetherow's son, who's the principal. He's a grad assistant there at Iowa Lake. So I keep track of, you know, a lot of those guys. And I have other contacts in Italy, the Philippines, and England. I get stuff from several players in England. And I have another former player that's the I get this screwed up sometimes. He is the works for the premier on the island of Montserrat. He's like the public relations director, Genzel Scarrett.
So, okay.
Yeah, and we talk politics and what goes on in the Caribbean. So it keeps me busy most of the time. I can tell you that.
Yeah, yeah, and it makes your world smaller whenever you go out into it because you have folks that you see. Just about everywhere you go.
Well, Rudy Seth's brother, Gagnon, was here, and his wife, they're looking at some property, and I think Rudy and maybe many are going to come down sometime, maybe in January, I don't know. Hopefully, my daughter and two grandkids are coming down. Rachel's in Boston. She's the assistant dean of students at Framingham State, so she's coming down, and maybe some others. I don't know. We'll see. But the big thing is in January 5th through the 12th, College DuPage, Joe Kuhn, who's a former president of the National Coach Association and Hall of Fame coach, will be here. So that's a big deal for us. We got a receptions plan and everything else. It's a historical thing. And we got 3-on-3 basketball. We're playing back up practice today, getting prepared to go to Mexico to play in Mexico.
Oh, wow. Very good.
So, yeah, and 3-on-3, I do want to talk a little bit about 3-on-3 basketball when we get a chance. And I think I was skeptical about it. It's the third year for me. I think the house played 10-minute games or first team 21 points. There's just so many advantages, and it is intense because I know our guys that play 5-on-5 say, Coach, it's more taxing on us physically than it is playing 5-on-5. You can't hide anybody. It's, you know, you got everybody has to handle the ball. Everybody has to play defense. Everybody has to be able to guard somebody.
Yeah.
I think if it was, I would like, I'm going to try to talk to the IHSA. I think it would be a great thing to put in your grade schools and you got basically four people on the team, more kids play, and the fundamentals are just that much better. And I know when we go to 5-on-5 tournaments and stuff, our guys are way much better fundamentally after playing 3-on-3 basketball here on the island.
There's an end game now because they have a professional league that has television rights and everything, and there is some popularity to it.
Yeah, there is, and it's an Olympic sport. I think that, and the big thing is about it is it's a community based. They want more. You know, we had a big thing down downtown at Port Zante as you come into the island from the cruise ships, and we had a nice crowd. We had the just like it is regular field bass, big screen, a light show, and all that stuff, announcing starting lineups there. So we've gained some speed and interest in it. And I said it's community based. I'm trying to get a lot of people involved in it. Anybody can play, you know, in different age groups, different, you know, males, females.
Mm-hmm.
That was FIBA's idea with the whole idea. And it's grown and grown. And for the Caribbean, it gives the smaller islands a chance to win. We beat Mexico and Guyana last spring. And we competed against Trinidad and Jamaica, which are all much more larger islands. We're about 40,000, maybe 50.
Yeah.
But it gives us a greater opportunity to compete. And if you get the right people in, and a lot of times you play against guys that played college basketball or they played overseas. So if you remember Jimmy Fredette that played it.
Yeah.
At Brigham Young, he was one of the top guys in 3-on-3. They got beat. Now the Netherlands won it, which tells you it's a smaller country that won the Olympics. And I've dealt with the people from the Netherlands. We were in a 15 under tournament in St. Martin here a couple of weeks ago. And I had a chance to spend time with them. And they, you know, this is all about fundamentals and how you do things. It's organized. It's not street basketball by any stretch, Matt. If you try to do it that way, you'll get beat.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'd like to see it. Being, you know, we got everything else. We got women's or girls' flag football. This would be a great shot in the arm for basketball at the high school level and at the grade school. If you got 8-man football, why can't you have 3-on-3 basketball? More kids play. It's exciting. You have two games going at one time. I think there's a lot of validity with it when I come back and talk to the people in the States.
May prevent, and even on the girls' side, definitely, you would possibly have a little bit better success. You would have
exactly
prevention of, you wouldn't necessarily have to go out and co-op. We see that starting to happen more and more. So,
yeah. Yeah. Well, and the other thing is the coaching, there's no coaching during the game. Mm-hmm. You got to have, you do your coaching before, you know, way before that in preparation. And usually you have somebody, you give them leadership to do whatever you got to do. We're fortunate enough. We have a guy named Nash Maynard who actually played for me in the coal miners and then is played at the University of Alaska. He's, I guess you call him a point forward. He runs everything. He's 38 years old. He's probably the best player on the island. And he's the one that runs everything offensively and defensively. So he's really a coach on the floor. So you don't need some guy running down the sidelines and yelling at people. It's pure basketball excitement and so forth. No out of bounds plays. You can't do that. There is free throw shooting. A layup is worth one, and anything behind your arc is worth two. And you got to be able to get the ball out of the net right away and get the ball back because you have to always take it out to the arc. And then there's a 12-second shot clock. So
yeah,
There isn't, you know, just power dribble into you, or dribble, dribble through your legs. It really is fundamentally, it's pretty sound.
Yeah, yeah. And there again, increasing in popularity all the time. So
all the time, all over the world, because anybody can go, you know, half court basketball and do that. We had a meeting to get into the school systems here a couple of days ago. So the more you can get kids involved, or, you know, you can have four guys on a team with one sub, and it's got merit. It's not Gus Macker basketball like we're used to in the States, and that's what I was afraid of, but it's not.
Yeah.
And I think there's a lot of validity to it. And like I said, it's got a pro, there's a pro turn to it. So you go to the Olympics and go to the pros if you're good enough.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely gives some folks some hope out there. And for those that want a little more competitive action, it would definitely be a good choice to turn to. So, yep. Well, let's thank our sponsors for supporting us here on the Saturday Sports Connection. Our presenting sponsor, ServPro of Vermilion County. ServPro like it never even happened. Our good friends at El Toro of Danville, 619 South Gilbert Street, for the best of Mexican dining. Visit El Toro of Danville. And good folks at OSF Healthcare, osfhealthcare.org, from primary care, urgent care, all the way up to cancer and specialized care in Danville and the Vermilion County area. Visit osfhealthcare.org. UHAS Diagnostic Centers, they are located off of exit 210 back towards Danville off of Route 150. Take the Henning Road four-way stop down to the frontage road, then backtrack for your newest NAPA heavy-duty truck center. Our good friends over at Latos Hardware's on Westville, they're kind of turned over to the time of the year where, you know, those Pizzelli ovens, they've got all kinds of other great gifts. Holidays just around the corner. It's already November 1st, so definitely a good time to start thinking about what you're going to get Dad for the holidays. And Latos Hardware would be a good place to get it. Make sure you say hi to Fifi while you're there. And Country Financial Agent Dustin Ehler in Fairmount. Visit him at his new location. And we are just coming up on the precipice of having him join us again for the East Central Illinois Wrestling Digest. In fact, talking a little bit about wrestling today, as girls wrestling will be popping up over on the Indiana side. So we will dive into that momentarily here today. Let's start off with, of course, what's front and center here with high school football. First, let's take off the one game from last weekend. And it had an 8-man game on last Saturday after our show when Milford Sista Park came up short against Decatur Unity Christian 32-28. That would impact them in their pairings for the 8-man playoffs. Last night, and we'll get to that in just a moment, but last night...
Let me say something about the 8-man football. That started, I think I talked to Steve Taylor earlier this week. He started it, and at one time, I think they had 14 or 15 schools. They're up to 32 or 34, I believe, now. And I guess it's going to eventually be approved as an IHSA sport. They play the championship game at Monmouth College. Mm-hmm. So I know that... I talked to him, and Milford's got numbers up, 27, 28 kids that play. So, and I think some of the other schools, I think that's, and it's a speed game. Well, it's like 3-on-3 basketball. It's a speed game.
Yeah.
And that people like that. They like that wide open stuff, and you see all the sports around. Even cricket has changed like that. They want, you know, it's not some long matches, go 3 or 4 days. It's, you know, bam, it's one day and you're off. So.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
That's what our society wants.
They are governed by the Illinois 8-Man Football Association, currently the governing body. IHSA, I think, keeps track of records still for that. But as far as the governing arm and you know, the decision-making, that's done through the Illinois 8-Man Football Association. Last night, IHSAA playoff action, Class 1A. It was Riverton Park over North Central Farmersburg, 41-6. Big night of rushing for Riverton Park, 300 yards, well over 300 yards. Brody McConnell rushed for 136 of those, 2 touchdowns. Sean Vester added 100 on the ground. They will play next weekend in the sectional championship versus South Putnam. South Putnam had defeated Fountain Central last night to the tune of 45-7. You had a couple of touchdown passes courtesy of Drew Klein. He also had an interception in there and a couple of touchdowns Briar Crook in that contest. Witt, I think, even scored a couple times. So South Putnam, very tough squad moving on. In 2A, it was Lewis Cass over Seager, 55-14. Seager could not stop Gavin Smith. He scored four touchdowns in the contest, and Lewis Cass moves on. Seager ends their season. Locally here, the closest game we had, and I mentioned it yesterday during my my regular air shift, that if you're really into trying to get all the high school football you can in the weekend, your best bet was to be in and around the Kankakee area. Bishop Mack had a game last night. That was the closest to here, I believe, in which they would defeat Hersher 38-14. Then today up there, they've got Kankakee playing, and then Clifton Central has a night game tonight, so that would have given you the opportunity to see three games. ADs, of course, just automatically with all the travel and everything, they focus on trying to get games on Saturday afternoon. For a lot of folks, you're only going to get one game in. If you're trying to hit the trifecta or even a doubleheader, it's very, very tough to do, and that doesn't really necessarily help ticket sales, I think, because if you get two teams or two games that are within a decent driving distance, people will, you know, likely go to that if they're, you know, if they're close communities and they have some of those shared fan bases. But as it were, Saturday afternoon, that's what we have coming up this afternoon. And in Class 1A, it fires off with the 1 o'clock game, Salt Fork at DuPont. GCMS will host Ottawa Marquette, Tri-Valley taking on Richards. These, of course, during the playoffs, we open up our schedule a little bit to a little more of a regional flair. At 1:30, Villa Grove will take on Hardin-Calhoun across the state. We'll have ROSF Game of the Week on all of our platforms with a 2 p.m. kickoff. 1:30, State Farm agent Kurt Ellis pregame, Oakwood hosting Carrollton over at Marty McFarland Field. You'll have Tuscola hosting Nokomis in 1A at 3 p.m. That Clifton Central Knoxville game tonight at 6 p.m. up in Clifton. In 2A today, Moroa Forsyth makes the big trip to Chester this year. Westville knows all about that. It's a little closer for Moroa. That's a 1 p.m. kickoff. The Blue Devils, BHRA at Pena this afternoon. That is a 1 p.m. game. That may be a trap game for Pena there, because Pena's 8-1. We know what BHRA looks like, 6-3, and probably one of the better 6-3 teams in the state. It'd be nice to see the Blue Devils come out with a victory there. ALAH will host Marshall. You'll have Richview Lexington at Sterling Newman Catholic, or Newman Central Catholic, as it were. Westville will host Shelbyville down at Memorial, and that'll be a 2 p.m. kickoff as well. And 3A, Bloomington Central Catholic hosts Princeton. Unity entertains Mount Carmel. The Bloomington Central Catholic game's at 1. Unity is at 2. Paris at Monticello at 2. St. Joe Ogden downstate at Benton at 2 p.m. Jumping to 5A, you have Centennial at Oak Forest at 1. Muhammad Seymour will host Marion at 2. Kankakee entertains Lamont at 3. And we do have a couple of games in eight-man football today. I have to go back to my full schedule here for that, because I didn't put it on our regular schedule here, Coach. We've got Milford Sista Park at Amboy today at 2 p.m., and then St. Ann will entertain Metro East Lutheran out of Edwardsville. That is a 3 p.m. kickoff today.
Well, tell me the St. Ann team is, I think they're undefeated. They're the real deal, and they've
I got the record here. Hold on. I think they're 8-1. So they had one loss, one small blemish on their schedule this year.
Well, they built an all-weather track and an all-weather football field in St. Ann. And St. Ann hadn't had football for a long time.
They're excited up there. I think this is, if I remember correctly, it's either the second or third year of their rebuild. But I know they made the playoffs last year, and I think I saw some video. They have an exciting little atmosphere up there.
Yes, they do.
So that is pretty exciting there. Of course, I mentioned next weekend, one game that's already set in stone, Riverton Park and South Putnam on Friday night in the IHSAA Class 1 Sectional Championship. And, of course, we have to wait for all the other games today to shake out to figure out who's playing, where they're playing, when they're playing. And, of course, that will be adjusted for that Monday deadline of 3 p.m. for the second round of high school football action. Well, Coach, let's take a break. When we come back, we will jump into all the other sports. We got boys soccer, girls tennis, cross country, volleyball. We dive into little girls basketball. We have some girls wrestling and some boys bowling even sneaking into our show today.
We got the ACC.
And we got Tax Sports. Absolutely. Fun show coming up here. We'll be back in just a few on your Saturday Sports Connection, 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, WITY radio app, courtesy of Sir Pro Vermilion County.
Good morning. I'm Judson Richards. We'll begin in baseball. World Series Game 6. It was either the Toronto Blue Jays were crowned champs for the first time in 32 years, or the LA Dodgers forced a Game 7. Let's go to Toronto. Bottom of the ninth inning. Toronto down 2, but they've got runners at second and third. One out. Andrés Giménez facing Tyler Glasnow.
The pitch. Swing and a line drive left field. Hernandez charges, makes the catch. Throw back to second. Out at second. And it's a double play. And that ends the game. Barger caught off the base. They're going to review it. Kike Hernandez charging in and fired in one motion to second. And it was collected by Rojas brilliantly.
What a play by Rojas on the pick at second base.
The call on ESPN Radio, that was John Schaube and Eduardo Perez. We'll hear their voices again. Game 7 coming up at 8 o'clock Eastern time on ESPN Radio. Now to the NBA we go. Clippers and the Pelicans in Los Angeles. The waning moments of this one. Clippers with the ball, less than 10 seconds to play. All tied up at 124.
Derrick Jones Jr. has the inbound. 7 seconds. Straight away with 5. Top of the key with 4. Finds Kawhi left wing with 2. Pump fakes the long 2 for the win. Puts it in! And Halloween ends with a treat from the Claw. 126-124. The Clippers take down New Orleans.
The call on AM 570 LA Sports. 34.6 steals for Kawhi. They win 126-124. And the 4-0 Bulls, as it began on Friday, they knocked off the New York Knicks 135-125. The Bulls now 5-0, their best start since the 96-97 season.
Not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Here's a tale of Becky. Didn't know what to do with new meds prescribed and no real cost clue.
She squinted at prices. That can't be right. Then tapped good RX and saw the light.
She can get a deal. Book telehealth if you feel.
Learn about those meds without any stress. That one little app does all the rest. Even my horse downloaded it. Dang, save time and money on prescriptions.
Check GoodRx. GoodRx is not insurance.
Did you know ServPro does more than just restoration and reconstruction work? Well, winter is coming on soon, and most of us will be spending most of our time inside. If you are experiencing allergies or strange smells in your HVAC system, it may be time for your ducts to be cleaned. ServPro can schedule your duct cleaning today. Cleaning, restoration, and construction. Just one call. ServPro does it all. Visit them at ServProVermilionCounty.com.
Here's something to put more sizzle in your holidays from Latos Hardware. Check out their new lines of high-quality Pizzelli irons. What's a Pizzelli? It's like a Belgian waffle or cookie that you make yourself using one of these innovative electric irons from Latos. Like the Model 1000, designed to make a delicious, crispy, high-rib Pizzelli in practically no time at all. Your guests will be clamoring for more, and what a great gift idea. Pizzelli irons from Latos Hardware, 147 State Street in downtown Westville.
Did you know ServPro does more than just restoration and reconstruction work? Well, winter is coming on soon, and most of us will be spending most of our time inside. If you are experiencing allergies or strange smells in your HVAC system, it may be time for your ducts to be cleaned. ServPro can schedule your duct cleaning today. Cleaning, restoration, and construction. Just one call. ServPro does it all. Visit them at ServProVermilionCounty.com.
Farming is more than an occupation, it's a way of life. This is Dustin Ehler, your country financial agent in Fairmount. And when you want to protect your farm, it goes a lot deeper than protecting your crops, buildings, and machinery. You want an insurance company with decades of farm experience, like Country Financial. We may have insured your parents' farm, even your grandparents' farm. Contact me, Dustin Ehler, your Country Financial representative at 205 South Main in Fairmount. Call 217-733-2154.
Welcome back to Saturday Sports Connection on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, the WITY radio app, presented by ServPro of Vermilion County. Time for our good buddy Tim Dittman to hop on for OSF Healthcare News You Can Use, Sports and Wellness Edition.
Hi, it's Tim Dittman with OSF Healthcare, and this is Healthcare News That You Can Use, Sports and Wellness Edition. This week, it's all about the kiddos. How do we keep children physically fit and mentally fit? That's a big focus of the work done by Jake Osier and Mia Harrier at the Community Resource Center at OSF Sacred Heart in Danville. Over the past few years, they've taken the OSF Caravan Mobile Health Unit to youth groups around the county to teach kids healthy habits. Among them, kids should aim for 60 minutes of exercise per day and try to do it with other kids to build social skills. For screen time, kids under 2 should avoid it altogether. For ages 3 to 7, aim for 1 hour per day. For ages 8 to 18, aim for 2 hours. Also, replace high sugar and high salt foods with healthier options. One demonstration Harrier does for kids is cutting up fruits or vegetables and putting them in a cool of water. Mix it around and voila, you have a fruit or vegetable-infused drink. It's healthy and is less bland than plain water. So we know kids can have short attention spans, so how do we get these messages across? Harrier says, don't talk down to them. Make it a two-way conversation.
Making sure that they're really engaged, that we're asking them questions for them to respond to. We're asking them questions like, you know, what do you think about this? Or, you know, what's your opinion? So, you know, making it very much about them and where they stand in all of this.
If your child is struggling with mental or physical health, start with their pediatrician. They could prescribe medication or refer you to a specialist. And for a mental health crisis, don't forget the 988 hotline. That's Healthcare News You Can Use, Sports and Wellness Edition. If you want to learn more about the Community Resource Center and Community Outreach at OSF Sacred Heart in Danville, visit the hospital Facebook page or call the hospital, 217-443-5000, 217-443-5000. For a podcast of these programs, visit WITYradio.com. For OSF Healthcare, I'm Tim Dittman.
Thanks, Tim. And we'll have that not only autonomously on our podcast section online for OSF, but also as part of our playback for Saturday Sports Connection online. We'll have a new edition coming up next Saturday. Coach, let's dive in here. We'll do it the quick style here. Girls tennis last week in Anna Haupt finished in the consolation semifinal. She would lose to Courtney Kroll of Woodlands Academy 6-2-6 love, but a nice run for Anna to end her career at Danville.
I bet she got seventh. I think that's what I saw.
I think you're right. Yes. So, yeah. Nice run.
Nice run for the Haupts, and of course her mom coaches her. Her dad was a basketball coach at DHS, and also I think the tennis coach at one time. It's a funny story, real quickly, about Haupts. I used to get on Ted about being an athlete. He says, "Coach, I'm a really good tennis player." I said, "Ted, but you can't jump over 2 inches and." And I don't think your 40 dash speed's great, but you're right. You to play tennis, you got to be a pretty good athlete.
Yeah, yeah. And not only that, but you did have a nice run for the entire team. You know, the entire team. I think they had sent two doubles pairs to state. They sent a couple of individuals. So just a great year for Danville tennis there. And congratulations once again to them on that.
Well, I think people forget Danville Tennis Club and what was done. They won a couple of state championships in men, boys back in the 40s, I believe. And Danville really has had pretty good tennis over the course of time. So,
yeah. So there again, they'll recharge. They'll look to next year, see where they can go with it. And, yeah, so we'll see how that shakes out here over the next several months. And of course if you're tennis, you know the season never really ends, especially here in Danville, because you got that nice indoor facility.
Well, and that's why it was built, because of that, and that's why they had that success, couple state championships, and they've always been very good, especially when they have to go against those suburban teams, and that's always a challenge.
That it is. So let's turn our attention to boys soccer, IHSA regional championships this past week. St. Joe Ogden, a winner over Urbana Uni High 4-0. The Oakwood Salt Fork defeats Fisher GCMS 2-1. Muhammad Seymour at the Centennial Regional Championship over Danville 1-0. Sectional action at Williamsville. Williamsville ends Oakwood Salt Fork season 4-0. St. Joe Ogden, a winner over Athens 4-3. That sets up the championship tonight for that sectional. Or today, as it were, Williamsville taking on St. Joe Ogden, and we'll see whether or not Chris Stevens' team can advance and continue on and build on their very successful soccer season here. We go to cross country next. IHSA regionals last weekend. You had La Salette winning the Chrisman Regional. St. Joe Ogden second.
I think this is the second year for them to do that.
St. Joe Ogden second, Unity third, Paris, Tuscola Heritage, and St. Thomas More all advancing as teams. You also had Schlarman's Marquand Pinkston, Aiden Morgan, and Kason Rogers, Chrisman Georgetown Ridge Farm all advancing last weekend. In the girls' side, St. Joe Ogden, Unity, Oakwood Salt Fork, Urbana Uni High, Armstrong Potomac, Tuscola, St. Thomas More all advancing along with Chrisman Georgetown Ridge Farm's Leah Phipps, BHRA's Natalie Thomason, and Paris's Kelly Barrett. Up at Bishop Mack, Hersher was the winner. On the boys' side, Tri-Point, Hoopston area, PBL, Bishop Mack, Mantino, Beecher all advancing. Owen Borders of Iroquois West also advancing as an individual. On the girls' side, all the teams won. Because there were six teams, and you advanced seven. So I'm not sure how that all panned out, but that's how it worked. PBL part of that. Olney, you had Muhammad Seymour, Urbana, Mount Zion, Charleston, Olney winning. At the lower levels there, you have, I believe it's the top six teams. So for 1A, it's the top seven teams, and then six individuals, and then it is six and six, if I believe, at the 2A and 3A level. Reuven Bailey of Danville advancing as an individual there, along with Nielsen, of Rantoul. On the girls' side, Muhammad Seymour, Mount Zion, Centennial, Olney, Mattoon, Urbana, all advancing there. All those teams in action today, in sectional action. Best of luck to all of them, and we'll see how that all pans out here for sectional Saturday in high school cross country. IHSAA regionals last week, and Benton Central finished 22nd as a team to end their season at New Prairie. The leading individual from the area was from Benton Central. That was Carter Fox, 93rd is what he finished. On the girls' side, Madeline Peterson of Benton Central was a leading local individual in that race. She finished 84th. At Brownsburg, the leading individual from the area, Park Heritage's Camden Shields, placed 64th. And girls' side, Maria Frasch, which I believe she may have gotten in under the she may have advanced because of how high she finished. She finished 42nd and had a time of 19:14.8 last weekend. So there again, cross country season winding down. And so we'll see how all of those folks from the area will finish here coming up later today. High school volleyball action. Coach, last weekend, the regional championship for Twin Lakes, Benton Central, wins in three sets over Sheridan. They will be continuing today at semi-states against Southwood at the 2A Peru sectional, semi-state. Regionals for IHSA started this week. It's fast and furious elimination, kind of like the NCAA tournament, so to speak, where you have teams just dropping off by the day. How it shook out was in Thursday's IHSA regional championship, Leroy knocks off Armstrong Potomac, which just had a great season. They were quietly one of the better teams in the area. Of course, it's easy to get overshadowed by the Sista Parks and the Westvilles and the Wasikas of the world, but Candy Franzen had that team really firing away some wins here this year, and kind of the little school that can, you know, and that she had a nice run with them. They ended in the regional championship versus the host team, Leroy. Sista Park Crest Lutheran continues to mow over people. They defeated Field Crest in straight sets at the Streeter Woodland Regional Championship. Watsika defeats Grant Park in three sets on their home floor. And then Unity defeats Westville in the St. Joe Ogden Regional Championship to continue this upcoming week, Coach. And there again, we see a couple of dominant teams that we thought would be there at Sista Park. Unity, also a pretty strong volleyball squad. We see Watsika hanging in there. Watsika is going to take on Lexington on Tuesday on their home floor as they host the sectional. And the winner of that match will take on the winner of Sista Park, Christ Lutheran, and Dwight. So we might have ourselves an all-VVC sectional championship on the floor there in Watsika by Thursday this upcoming week.
I think is Barry Bauer still coaching?
He's the AD. I don't know if he's coaching volleyball. No, he's it's Krista Pufall that's the volleyball coach there.
Okay, there we go.
So
Sista Park, I mean, you know, they got third last year. I think their goal is to win it all. I mean, that seems to be their.
They only lost one girl from last year's team, so they are in essence resubmitting the champion, the top final four team from last year.
Well, and they've upgraded their schedule, so that's always an indication that they're trying to get better. And
they did have a tough out of conference schedule this year. Yeah, they took on some teams and. There was a mid-season tournament that they kind of ran through the gauntlet. They went a little deeper into some of those matches than I think what they were used to, but that's what builds the team and builds the character up. You've got Unity, by the way, taking on Bloomington Central Catholic on Tuesday over at the Clinton sectional. The winner of that match will take on the winner of Shelbyville-Moroa Forsyth. So that's where we're at with high school volleyball for the week. Switching gears now to girls basketball scrimmage time. We had Covington Crawfordsville Thursday night, South Putnam, North Vermilion, Riverton Park, South Vermilion. The rest of the folks getting in their scrimmages today. You get to Rossville and Attica, Crown Point and Benton Central, North Putnam at Fountain Central, Park Heritage at Clay City. It starts in earnest this week. Opens up Tuesday, I believe it's Tuesday. Attica hosting Crawfordsville, Fountain Central at West Lafayette. North Putnam at hosting North Vermilion, South Putnam hosting South Vermilion. That seems like that should just all be a little tournament there. Cloverdale at Riverton Park. You have Clinton Prairie at Fountain Central later in the week. Park Heritage at North Putt, Seeger at Crawfordsville, and Fountain Central doing the trifecta opening week. They'll be at Frankfort to end the week.
Oh, I believe that this week. I believe the girls at the IHSA in Sayville, Illinois, start their practices.
Yeah. So it's going to become quick because I think their first game or first eligible date to have a game is coming up on, is it the 13th?
It sounds about right.
I think so.
Usually about 2 weeks. They give them 2 weeks and then they start 16th. Start playing.
Hold on a minute. So. 16th can't be right because that's a Sunday. 17th. November 17th, I think, is the first date there. So right. You're talking two weeks?
For the boys, it's usually the week of Thanksgiving.
Yeah. And it'll be, of course, and then you open the floodgates because then you have all those Thanksgiving tournaments and midwinter tournaments and mm-hmm. Christmas tournaments. And yeah. So a couple of notes here. Girls wrestling getting underway this week over on the Indiana side. Park Heritage is at Terre Haute South. Seeger will travel to Lafayette Central Catholic. Boys bowling also getting underway this week. Hoopston area will be opening their season on the road at Cornerstone Christian. So that the winter sports starting to take hold, starting to come in here. We've got DAC sports coach. We've got volleyball. Their volleyball team went 2-1 this past week, lost to Frontier in three sets, knocked off South Suburban in three sets, and then had a nice defeat or a nice win over Prairie Central the other night. Yeah. Prairie State, excuse me. Getting my high schools and my colleges mixed up there.
Yeah, Prairie State's up in the Chicagoland area.
They will be at Cicero today. And, just today, they'll take on Morton as well as Parkland up in Cicero. You've got some men's college hoops that have gotten underway. They're getting underway today. Kalamazoo, excuse me, last night. Where's my schedule from last night? Here we go.
The SEC beat a team out of Michigan.
Wayne County. I'd never heard of Wayne County before, so it was must have been a new one.
Detroit area.
So 68-53 winner. Lady Jags lose to Moraine Valley 83-68. Today back in action, the men will host Kalamazoo Valley. The women will host Clark State. And then this upcoming week, the ladies will go to Kankakee for a game. So that's where it's at for the week for DAC Sports. We'll take a break when we come back. Me and Coach will rattle off all the other items for the week, and we'll talk a little, maybe dive a little more into this three-on-three basketball action. When the Saturday Sports Connection continues on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Need care that's easy and quick? OSF On-Call Urgent Care does the trick. For illnesses that can't wait, virtual visits are first rate. Feeling sneezy and wheezy? Getting care is quick and easy. For 24/7 care that's easy to find, OSF On-Call Urgent Care virtual visits offer peace of mind. Start a visit at any time, day or night, at osfoncall.org/virtualvisit.
Did you know ServPro does more than just restoration and reconstruction work? Well, winter is coming on soon, and most of us will be spending most of our time inside. If you are experiencing allergies or strange smells in your HVAC system, it may be time for your ducts to be cleaned. ServPro can schedule your duct cleaning today. Cleaning, restoration, and construction. Just one call. ServPro does it all. Visit them at ServProVermillionCounty.com.
Make every day a fiesta at El Toro, serving up all of your Mexican favorites. Try their daily lunch specials, served 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Have an event coming up? Spice it up with El Toro Catering for your next office lunch, wedding reception, or family reunion. El Toro has a vast menu to satisfy every craving. From exciting combination dinners to seafood, sizzling fajitas, and vegetarian options, El Toro has something for everyone. Celebrate flavor at El Toro, 619 South Gilbert in Danville.
UHAS Diagnostics is your new Napa Heavy Duty Truck Care Center, offering DOT inspections as well as diagnostics, tires, and oil changes, both in-shop and on-site. UHAS is a family-owned and operated shop that understands that life doesn't stop for vehicle issues. Ask about their shuttle service to and from the shop while they work on your vehicle. Call on the direct line at 217-213-6032 or visit UHASDiagnostics.com for full list of services or to make an appointment. Open Monday through Friday 7 to 7 and Saturday 7 to 12. UHAS Diagnostics, east of I-74, exit 210 between Danville and Oakwood.
Welcome back to Saturday Sports Connection, 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app, presented by ServPro of Vermillion County. One programming note, 130 State Farm agent Kurt Ellis pregame today, 2 p.m. kickoff, Oakwood hosting Carrollton, the Class 1A high school football playoffs here in Illinois, and we'll have all the action.
Second year the coaches... Coach Lee's got him in the playoffs, I believe.
Yep, and got him a home game this year. So we're incrementally. I ran into him at last night at one of our favorite pizza donut gas station combos, and talked a little bit about what Carrollton brings. Of course, they have a proud program. They apparently are going to be bringing a big crowd, so we need the Oakwood faithful to show up and show out big here today, as they know how. Should be an electric atmosphere. Everybody knows the Marty McFarland Field with all the cars that line up around the field and folks trying to line up the fence lines there. I've seen signs out all over town. It's been great in the outpouring, but as we mentioned, talking to him in the interview last week and for Saturday Sports Connections, special presentation of the IHSA playoff pairing show. It's a culture, but it's a different culture because it feels more tight-knit, more of a family atmosphere than I think some of the other fan bases, you know, a little bit more, I don't know, I won't say nasty, but, you know, a little bit more aggressive and competitive. And this one, you know, it feels a little bit more kind of like a camaraderie among fans. Now, don't get me wrong. We can get nasty. but I think that welcoming atmosphere is definitely very hospitable, and you get that whenever you go over there. And plus, I'm looking forward to those killer steak sandwiches over there. That's the real deal right there.
Well, sound like you're going to have a good time, and you're not very far from home.
Not very far from home, you know. Just it's a lot of traveling between here and there today, so we'll make it happen here. You brought up a great point. I wanted to try to dive into this. We talked a little bit about off air during that last break. You brought up the point that there is this thing with colleges now. If you're in G League. For the NBA, so to speak, minor leagues for folks that don't watch a lot of basketball or don't follow basketball or never even knew the G League existed. It's the developmental league for the NBA. For folks that they can go back to college, of course, the college NIL thing the last couple of years has opened the floodgates. So my question to you, Coach, is if that is allowed – and a person has still college eligibility, what's the stopping in the future, hey, somebody going out and getting their money in the NBA, you know, somebody like LeBron, who, let's face it, doesn't need college, but if somebody had years, or somebody like Dwight Howard, who's, you know, had some spending some time overseas, Amari Stoudemire spent some time overseas. What's to keep them from coming back? Because at what point in time is it? I mean, is it just because it's a? I would think that if you're signed to a G League, technically still a professional contract, because it's organized sports, correct?
Well, yes, but before, you know, you weren't to get paid, because now you got the NIL, and if you notice, Illinois is a plethora of international players. I'm talking about basketball.
Yeah.
And a lot of those guys were being paid over there. That's why they came here. They're getting more money. And so what's the difference? I mean, I can tell you this. I had this similar, but when I came back from England, I had a shortage of players. And my great-nephew, Gabe, had been playing a lot of basketball. He ran track and field at Eastern, very good athlete. And I said, Gabe, we're short players, guys, left, right, because of different things. I said, you still get eligibility? He said, there's no way Johnny can have eligibility. He said, well, yeah, you haven't played any, didn't play any college basketball. You got basically 4 years if that's what you want to do. So he played for us for a semester, and he got back, got a really good job, and went to work. But it's the same thing, and I guess that's what's opened up the door. I don't see a LeBron come back to play or Howard or those guys. I mean, it's feasibly that could be, but that's where they're at. And I was watching a clip on ESPN. It was a UCLA coach. She's brought somebody back in who had been either WNBA or someplace. And I guess UCLA women are loaded. So I guess that's what's opened up the door, for all that. And, you know, we've done the same baseball. I've seen baseball players, you know, go up to double A, triple A, and not decide they can't get any farther. They come back, they still have the ability to play football or basketball. I've seen that happen. I mean, it's no different. I mean, they're in a different sport, obviously, to do that. So yeah, it's going to open a can of worms. And show me the money. That's what it boils down to.
Oh, right. Yeah. And that's what it is. It's the money game out there, and we're seeing it more and more all the time. And there again, I think somebody said it here last week or week before with the whole thing with the NBA blowing open, said this is where you're journeyed off into, and we're to the point of no return now, because it's part of the game. It's part of the culture. Now you have to just police it the best you can, and you're going to see some of your favorite athletes at some point in time get tied up into a situation where it's going to be less than glamorous. It's going to be...
Well, you can bet on college sports, you know, and I've talked to... I was in a thing with Brett Underwood a couple of years ago. He said it's a bigger problem than anything else they got, because you know, you're betting on the line. If somebody doesn't get it, you know, and a guy misses a layup or two, who knows? I mean, in the same way with the officials, you go back to the NBA, you had an official that they ran out of the league because he was betting on games. There was a guy who was a scorekeeper who was betting on games. So he was shorting the time on stuff. So I can tell you this. I was in England, and the guy said, and the guy basically said to me, Coach, you watch late in the season, these officials bet on the games in England. And I saw, come on, give me a break. That ain't happening. And sure enough, we would be close to the game, and they had to cover the point spread. And I would see phantom calls, and I go, you got to be kidding me. And sure enough, and one of the guys that told me that was Nick Nurse, who's, you know, the coach of the 76ers. So, interesting how this is, I don't know. Obviously, they're trying to monitor it the best they can. I don't know. It's a can of worms, that's for sure.
Well, and it piggybacks on the fact that we all, and we live in the generation and the era, so to speak, of we all have a brand because of how we're out. I mean, social media, you know, social media gives us a presence. I don't sit here and think about my presence as much as probably what a lot of people do, you know, because I'm a human being as well, you know, so I think there's a lot of times I utilize social media more from a human standpoint rather than as a personality or as a brand. But, you know, there's people in high school that are thinking about their brand. There's people that are in that your age that are thinking about their brand and how they're perceived out there. And it's a different time. I don't know that, you know, if we had this conversation 25 years ago that, you know, it seems such a foreign concept at that time, but now here we are, and where does it go from here? Who knows? I mean, we may all be our own brand before it's said and done, and all for that almighty dollar.
Yeah. And that's what's come down to. I mean, I hate to say it, but it's been that way. It's escalated, and you know, society has to deal with it. Eventually, it'll come back to the norm. You know, we had scandals way before with the betting back in, with Kentucky, and oh gosh, Roger Brown that got banned. He was going to go to, I think, to Dayton or someplace, and they had him on the betting thing. Same with Connie Hawkins. I mean, you just go back down to Alex Groza. There's a list of them. I mean, the NYU had the same issue. So, we'll see what happens. And obviously, Patel's on top of it. I mean, that's kind of where we are with our society also.
Absolutely. Quickly, before we wrap up here, Dane Isiminger, as we mentioned last weekend, all-time Unity total yards in Unity history, 8,062. Congratulations to him. Also, VVC Soccer in Vermilion County Soccer out there. The teams have been named, so congratulations to all of those folks. We are out of time, Coach. We'll talk to you next week. Don't forget, we've got coming up here 1:30 State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis pregame, 2 p.m. kickoff from Oakwood this afternoon. We'll talk to you all next week.
Good luck to all the football teams, and hope they come back.
WITY Denville.